What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. It's time to get on that elevator and decide what floor are you ready to be on? And so what if the life you've been trying to build was never actually yours? What would breaking up with yourself was freeing? And that's what tonight's show is all about. Breaking up with who you thought, and I always want to highlight this, who you thought you had to become. And this is a big topic for me because I have gone through an amazing transformation with Emotional Elevator for 2 years now. And I'm breaking up with a part of me right now. And as much as it's some of it's exciting, it's also some of it's kind of bittersweet, as I've said today. For anyone out there who watched my video, you will know what I'm talking about. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will bring everything full circle, the trying, the releasing, the expanding, the questioning. It all leads here to the moment where you realize that the version of yourself you were chasing may have been shaped by expectations, pressure, survival, not truth. Breaking up with who you thought you had to become is not failure, it's freedom. This is where you stop proving, stop performing, and start choosing. Choosing who? Yourself. That's not written there, but it's all about choosing yourself, choosing your truth, choosing a life that feels aligned, not forced. I invite you into a deeper level of self-trust where you no longer need permission to be who you are becoming. If you let go of who you thought you had to be, who would you allow yourself to become? Well, this is a big show for me. This actually is the final episode of Emotional Elevator. I've already said, who knows, I could come back as something else, but I have gotten to the point where I am on that penthouse floor. And in this moment, I'm going to take some time for me and adventure into this new person. And I have many clients who have gotten into this part where they realize they have been chasing the expectations of society, maybe family beliefs, maybe all of that. And when you choose to start elevating yourself and evolving into the person you're ready to become, things start to break off and you feel like you're going through a breakup. And the person you're going through a breakup with is yourself. And this has been a big transformation that I've, thank goodness, been able to witness not only in myself, but in many of my clients, where these big things are moving and grooving and everything. And then they're like, wait a minute, but stop for a moment. Wait a minute. Who is this? And it's getting to the point where telling them, look in the mirror, it's you. You're just evolving. And now let's think about life in general, or let's think about our Earth here. That everyone who's listening, I hope, lives on Earth. If you're from Mars, please reach out to me. I'd love to get on a connection call with you. But years ago in evolution, they thought Earth was flat. But it took someone else to go, you know what? It's not flat because nobody's falling off. We're able to go in a circle. So now we have Earth as a circle. And think about all the things in life that have evolved. We now can fly in airplanes. We can now, well, then there was trains. There's Airbnbs now. You can stay in someone's house that they built for an experience. There's all these now different retreats where you can go on all these places. But what we're talking about here is I can give you all the examples of how we have evolved as human beings, but we are supposed to evolve ourselves. We are not supposed to be trapped in past beliefs, past thoughts, past patterns. We're supposed to continue to evolve and ask the questions. Does this really serve me anymore? Is this who I really am? Or do I want to be this person now? Because we've been conditioned in many different ways. We've been conditioned in school sometimes to ask questions, but if we're not asking the right questions, stop asking questions. Think about that. How many times growing up did you ask questions? Well, we're not talking about that right now. And you were shut down. And that's where we start getting that condition that we're not supposed to question ourselves, who we are. But it's when we can stretch ourselves and start questioning these thoughts and these beliefs and these societal norms that maybe don't regulate within us. Chasing dreams that were never our dreams to chase, but it might be John Smith down the roads that's chasing it. We all have a role to play in our life, but are you going to be the lead actor in your life, or are you going to be the stage hand or the director? And that's what this whole episode is about, is it's about getting, we are supposed to grow and learn and continue to evolve. Like I started this year, I went through a whole list of words that I let go, and one of them was healing. There's nothing broken. I want to evolve into a different form, and I want my clients to continue to evolve into the best versions of themselves right now. And as I keep talking on my show, is look at life in general. Look at all the evolution. We have, depending on where you live, like I always say, we have different seasons, and each season represents a part of us. Think about weather. The sun comes up. We don't question that, but it comes up. And to some people, the sun brightens us up, makes us feel alive, joyful, happy. And then the moon comes up, and we're supposed to rest and relax and recoup. But then you get rain. Rain is that emotion of sadness. Some people rain likes, they love rain. I love rain. But when I think about rain, it's kind of that mixed emotion. Snow. I mean, think about that. But us as humans sometimes get stagnant because we're afraid. That fear comes in and takes over. And when we can question it, why am I fearful about this? That's when we start realizing, no, we have freedom in this. There's freedom. You can set yourself free. We're all supposed to go through something to learn a lesson, not to live in it. That's what I see a lot, and even my clients when they first come to me. Even people go to therapists. We're living in a lesson. We're not learning from that lesson. But when you start learning from the lesson, that's when you start realizing you're breaking up with a version of you. And you can go out there and listen to many philosophers, the Stoic. Now I'm drawing a blank at all the philosophers that I listen to that talk about let go of that person. You have to start breaking up with yourself. We're quick to break up with sometimes a family member, a friend, a job. But what about if we stepped back from ourselves and start asking these real deep questions? Am I happy with myself? And what would I like to change within myself? And if anyone out there would like to get on a call with me, I'd love for you to reach out to me. If you feel like you are perfect within yourself and you have nothing to evolve into, and I would love to be on the conversation with you. Now, that doesn't mean you should sit around and say life isn't great. Life is great. Practice gratitude every day. But that also is another thing to add if you're not practicing gratitude every day. Even if it's a little thing, I have water in my cup that I can drink. I don't have to boil it. I don't have to do anything. But that's a part of breaking up with me. I, years ago, what is it? It's water. So what? But now this is water. I get to drink water that's good. So it's this. That's what this episode is all about, is who are you becoming? Who do you want to become? And what part of you do you want to let go? And would it be free? And yeah, it's going to be frightful in the beginning, because this is another part of this. How many times are we willing to let other people go in our life? I'm done with them. Break up with a spouse or a loved one or a boyfriend or a friend or even a gym. But we're not willing to do the same thing with ourselves when there's something that we feel icky about within ourselves. Because that's what is real growth. And we're supposed to continue to grow and evolve. That's why we go to school to start out with. We should always be in school learning something new about us, about who we want to be, and how are we going to get there? Because that is what life is about. And yeah, to say break up with yourself, it's just a break up with the thoughts that you have. If it's, I can't do this, asking yourself, what will it take me to do that? What will it take me to expand myself to do that? It's not why, because why is kind of that questioning, opinionated response. But when you say, what can get me to that? That's growth. When you have a fear, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to do this? What is it going to take for me to do that, to get this? That is true breaking up with that opinionated part of ourselves. Because a lot of people still, well, why? Well, why? What if it was, well, how? What do you need to succeed? And that's what this is all about tonight. And like I've said, this is, I'm at the penthouse, kind of feeling it out. But I had to go through all those floors to realize and break up with the person that was in the parking garage and break up with the person on floor one and take a chance to get to floor two. And that's what life is about. And how can we reach you to that penthouse state? And the penthouse doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean anything. It's just liberating. It's freeing. That's what the penthouse is. It's being in that free state. And so I am Sandy Bird. Who is Sandy Bird? Well, first, let me tell you, Sandy is spelled with two E's, Sandee, and Bird is spelled Byrd. I am a coach, and I work with people on becoming authentic within themselves, thriving through the stage of forgiveness when you've got to forgive yourself because the person that you really want forgiveness from isn't ever going to give you that, and how to learn to do it for yourself. And then it's empowering, learning how to empower to break up with yourself to become this new version. There are three programs out there that I have, and those are the three. I'm also doing a lot in my community and in workplaces to bring in wellness through laughter, yoga, and Lego serious play, because I found that joy. I found that fun. And I could go into my recent book that I just absolutely loved was Essentialism. Talks about how we need to bring back fun and joy and play and sleep and all these things that was free for us when we were children. As adults, we should be inviting those same things back into us. But how can you find Sandy Bird? Well, Sandy Bird, like I said, is Sandee Byrd. That's my website. I'm on all social media as Sandy Bird, Instagram at Sandy Bird One. And you can always get on a connection call. They are always free. If not any of the three programs I have on my website don't speak to you, we'll get on the call. Maybe it's just simple things that you want to do, where you want to figure out your life purpose in life. I can do that too. So anyway, it is time for us to get to that break, and I'm going to leave you with this question while on break. What part of you are you ready to break up with? And what's stopping you? So while we're on break, think about that question.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. And I hope that question really had you thinking during our break. But I'm going to make one last, I don't even know what I was going to say, but it is sandy@sandybird.com if you want to reach out to me and email me. But before I continue with the show, I do need to say I've been very privileged and honored to be a part of the Inspired Choices Network for the last 222 shows. This will be 223 and 224, but 222 episodes they have produced for me. And I have to say, it has been wonderful and great. And also, my book came through, Inspired Choices Network, The Emotional Elevator. And I just want to make sure that they understand how much I appreciated these last few years and all the behind-the-scenes production that is done here. So if you were thinking of giving yourself your voice, maybe you're breaking up with a part of you that never had your voice, and now you're ready to find that voice, check out Inspired Choices Network if you're ready to have a podcast. And talk to Christine MacGyver, who is the brains and brawns behind Inspired Choices Network, because she has done a lot of work with me and influence with me. So now let's get back to that show. But I wanted to make sure there was a shout out for that. And what I talked about all is, what if the life you've been building was not even yours? Ask the question to yourself, does this serve me anymore, or do I want to be this person now? We all have a role to play in life. Are you going to be the lead player in your life or the stagehand? And it's all about finally realizing that maybe everything you've been doing hasn't fulfilled the being part of you. And that's what a lot of coaching is about, is finding out who do you want to be? Do you want to be this restful person? Do you want to bring joy back into your life? Do you want to experience all the things that have held you back as just nothing? That's what my shows have been about, is breaking free from the trauma, breaking free from the false beliefs, breaking free of the false thoughts. We've always been raised to kind of take on societal beliefs, our religious beliefs, our parental beliefs, and everything. But at some point, you should be questioning, is this who I am? And when you start really getting deep into that question, that's when you become breaking up with yourself and go, you know what? I really don't think that. No, I'm worthy enough for this. And that's what working with a coach is about, is finding out who do you want to be? Not what do? Who do you want to be? Sorry, I've got something now in my throat. But it's that in life. It's not about what can I do more of? What can I be more of? How can I support you as a coach? See, I'm not driving the boat. I might offer you, I always say it's a cruise ship with me. I'm not driving the cruise ship. I'm the entertainment director that's out there going, okay, where would you like, where do you want to go? What excursions do you want to go on? What excursions do you not want to go on? Who do you want to bring with you? Who do you want to leave on land? And that's what this is so powerful, is when are you ready to realize that, yeah, it's going to be a little uncomfortable when you break up with someone, with yourself, just like with someone else, but it's going to be liberating when you can finally believe what you want to believe, feel how you want to feel, think how you want to think. Versus what has been put on you, like a ton of bricks or all the books. It's when we decide to question ourselves and really be who we want to be without what is told of us to do, of the doing. And this is why this is such a great, I don't want to say ending, because you can always come to any of my social media platforms. I'll be doing little reels here and there. But that was the thing too. I decided to kind of take sabbaticals here and there, step away, because I wanted to get deeper within me. The person that was doing all of these things and just doing, and I decided, you know what? It's time for me just to be. And allow. And that's what becomes more liberating, is when we start believing in ourselves and realizing that what I really want is going to come to me. But that's what I really want. And a lot of people get caught up in, why does this keep happening? Or why won't that come to me? Because when we force it, there's a difference with forcing than allowing. When you allow things to come to you that you want to come to you, they will. When you force things, sometimes they're met with barriers. And learning boundaries for yourself in this period as well is learning, like, this is what I don't want to do anymore. This is what I do want to do. And that is what is liberating through all of this. You've got to start asking yourself questions. What am I limiting myself? What am I limiting myself with? And what can I stop limiting myself? And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable, and the fear is going to come up, the doubt is going to come up, everything's going to come up. But it's when you can step into that and go, how can I change this thought that I have that I can't do this? And what I already said in the first part of the show was, What steps do I need to take to start? To start. Because it's all about just starting. And starting where you're at now to where you want to go and where you want to be. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot of doing. It takes a lot of stepping back and going, okay, what is it that I really want? And sometimes you can give the old you names and talk to that old you. There was a part of me that I talked to Sally. I don't know how Sally came up, but Sally came up in meditation and I talked to Sally and said, Sally, I don't need you. I love you. I'm glad for the support you gave me, the strength, and it's not losing any of that. It's seeing that. A lot of times we don't see the strength it takes in us to recognize we've outgrown things in our life. To walk away from maybe a friendship or a relationship takes courage and strength. To walk away from that job that everyone is telling you, why are you walking away? That takes courage, that takes strength, that takes endurance, that takes empowerment. And that's why I always ask my clients, what is it taking for you to do this? What do you see now within yourself? When they start reaching for that next level and they're breaking up with the old version of themselves, what did it take to get here? Well, it took a lot of insight. Okay, well, what did that insight take? Oh, it took courage. Wow, I'm really courageous in this. Yes, because you're going to be met with fear. You're going to be met with doubt. You're going to be met with all those false beliefs. But it's when you can step in and start asking, how can I get past this? How can I stop doubting myself? Not why am I doubting myself, but how can I stop doubting myself? How can I step into this new version of myself? And it's just getting into that and asking yourself the questions and then seeing what it took. Yeah, I had fear. Yes, the doubt came up. Yes, unworthiness came up. And oh my gosh, my people pleasing came up because I kind of questioned whether I should or shouldn't. But I had courage. I had strength. I had endurance. I empowered myself to transform who I am. So I'm evolving. So, right now, think about this. Earth, we thought was flat. Christopher Columbus, and he's probably not the original person, said it was round and sailed and figured out it's round. It took someone to question that. And we're willing to look at external questions, but we're not willing to look into the internal questions. So, again, I am Sandy Bird, SandeeByrd. I'm a transformational and empowerment coach. I work with clients to get them to the next step. And if it's the penthouse you want to be on, we're going to get you there. And that penthouse is your penthouse. What makes it a penthouse for you? And I'm also do corporate wellness facilitating, or if you want to work with me as a coach with using Legos. I do a lot with Lego series play because it gets you out of your thought, this conscious brain, and gets you a little bit into your subconscious as you build things. I do work with couples with the Legos, but I'm working more in the corporate with the Legos. But it's all about finding the next version of you. So, thank you for being a part of this journey on my emotional elevator. And thank you for always being present with yourself and being here.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.